ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। इट इज ऑल ए प्रोसेस ऑफ सेल्फ रिफॉर्मेशन स्टेप बाय स्टेप। वी ह्यूमन बीइंग्स आर बॉर्न विद एनिमल कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स इन अस, but we have the potentiality for realizing our divine nature. Man as such stands in between the animal world and divinity. There is no conflict in the animal world, and there is no conflict in the divine stage also. And man has conflict. The animal world is guided by instinct, by natural forces. Many times I explained earlier that different animals, birds, etc., have their own nature, and then nature is guided by natural laws, by instinct. Because their lifestyle, their food habits, their most of the things are guided, regulated by nature, therefore they have a convenience. There is no fall in the animal life. If they are allowed to behave according to their nature, they remain generally healthy also. But in the case of human beings, the guiding principle is reason, intellect. And reason means conflict, this or that, this or that. One has to decide. New situations come, and in every new situation, one has to take a decision. The conflict between desire and decision is always there. And many times I explained that it is through the faculty of discrimination that one has to proceed on this path of spirituality. The faculty of discrimination, discernment, is very important. It is a special boon given to human beings. There are situations before human beings, and then they have to decide, should I go this way or that way, this way or that way. And many times I explained that this faculty of discrimination is not a product of intellect. It flows through the intellect, but it is not a production of intellect. Where from does it come? It comes from God, discrimination. The faculty to judge between right and wrong, it comes from the divine, from God. Because intellect itself suggests many things which are immoral, which are illegal. And many sharp intellects are there in the world who are criminals. And they have a very sharp intellect. So people possessing sharp intellect need not have discrimination. So throughout life, for progress in the field of spirituality, one is to be guided by this faculty of discrimination, what is known in Sanskrit or Hindi as vivek, vivek, discrimination. A situation comes, for example, there is an invitation from the side of opposite sex in some particular place at some time, and the element of attraction is motivated. One starts feeling attraction towards somebody. But if the person is married, at once from inside would come the ray of discrimination. Should I do it? Should this company be allowed to develop? What about my wife? Or what about my husband? Is it moral? Is it the right thing for me to do? This is discrimination. Desire pulls into one direction, discrimination points out towards another direction. This is the conflict. Oh, so nice a person, such a beautiful woman, my goodness, inviting me. Such a handsome man, oh, the muscles. And as soon as there is closeness, the muscles disappear. And all beauty is gone. Far more beautiful, in fact, might be the wife or the husband, but at that time, when this desire of attraction is there, overcrowding or taking over the faculty of discrimination, one starts having the fanciful ideas. And the ray comes. What would happen to my family life? If she comes to know, then everything will be destroyed. If he comes to know, then I will fall down in his or her eyes. Discrimination. So throughout, it is the practice of discrimination that will lead you into the right direction. One has to go on developing this faculty. And this mind is so adept in deceiving not others but your own self, that many times the reasoning will be of such a nature you will be deceived. Many times. But a wrong thing should never be rationalized. The right way to develop is, when you feel something is wrong, call it wrong in your own self. A wrong is a wrong thing. All right, I have committed a mistake, I will not repeat it. That is the real path. I might have committed a mistake, all right, but I have realized and I will not commit it. So through such things, through such vices, many families are destroyed. A situation comes in the company affairs. Large amount of funds are at the disposal of somebody, and they are situations when that person can use the money or misuse the money, use up the money. But the question is, should it be done? So in every sphere of life, these temptations are there. For a spiritual person who wants to become spiritual in reality, one has to go on following this ray of discrimination. It's very important. It is strengthened here by coming all here. Most of you have reported to me in several years that you feel a different world here. You feel as if you have entered a new place, a new world. And even for about 2 or 3 months when you return from here to Europe, you feel you have the energy and you have the guidance. But then after 2, 3 or 4 months, you start feeling something else. Slowly pulled down by the same urges, by the same attractions. And the time then comes, oh, it's all right, whatever was there, all it was there, oh, fine, it is a fine life here. A nice life, like that. But anybody who wants to develop in spirituality has to develop into discipline, self-control. There is no alternative to it.